Two Guys, One Rail Podcast.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Two Guys, One Rail Podcast. I'm your host, Anthony, here to bring you breeze through of movies in July. We're kicking off with Jurassic World Rebirth. This one's directed by Gareth Edwards, including a cast of Scarlett Johansson, Jonathan Bailey, Mahershala Ali, and Rupert Friend, just to name a few. The story is based 5 years after Jurassic World Dominion. An expedition braves isolated equatorial regions to extract DNA from three massive prehistoric creatures. Obviously, if you're a fan of the Jurassic World movies and the Jurassic Park movies, this is a great new addition to that franchise. And be sure to be on the lookout for that. Me and Kev are definitely seeing it this week. Following that, next week, we've got the big one, which is Superman, written and directed by James Gunn, including a cast of David Corenswet, Rachel Brosnahan, and Nicholas Holt, which is new interpretation of Superman's story. And in what's kicking off, will help him to kick off the DCU. So this is big for Warner Brothers. They're definitely putting all their chips on the table in the marketing for this film, hoping for it to succeed. And I'm sure it will. And so this one, the story is Superman must reconcile his alien Kryptonian heritage with his human upbringing as reporter Clark Kent. As the embodiment of truth, justice and the human way, he soon finds himself in a world that views these as old-fashioned values. So be on the lookout for that one. Again, as I said, Warner Brothers are putting everything into making sure this film succeeds, and I think it will. I think it's definitely getting a lot of mixed reaction from audiences worldwide, but it's going to be a good one still. Because I think, obviously, if you have loved all the previous interpretations of Superman, you've got to remember, you've got to respect the past and embrace the future. And obviously, in the world of cinema, great to see Superman back on screen. Following that, on the 17th, we've got I Know What You Did Last Summer. This is a return to the franchise from the great 90s films. Now, this is directed by Jennifer Caden Robinson, including a very young cast of Madeline Klein, Chase Sui Wonders, Jonah Howard King, Tarek Withers, but also with returning cast of Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jennifer Love Hewitt. So, obviously, the I Know What You Did Last Summer and Still Know What You Did Last Summer films were big in the 90s. So this is a great callback, as in a mixed reboot, but also sequel. And so that's going to be interesting. Be on the lookout for that one. A group of friends are terrorized by a stalker who knows about their gruesome incident from their past. So very similar story to the originals, but it's a new take. So let's have a look out for that one, give that one a chance. Following that, on the 18th, we've got Smurfs. And this one's directed by Chris Miller and Matt Landon, including a cast of Rihanna, Hannah Waddingham, Kurt Russell, Natasha Lyonne, Dan Levy, and John Goodman. When Papa Smurf is taken by evil wizards Razamel and Gargamel, Smurfette leads the Smurfs on a mission to the real world to save him. Now, this is going to be a good one. And being animation, from the teaser that I saw, it's got an interesting story. And I think, be big for kids. Coming off the back of How to Train Your Dragon, it's come out last month, and Elio. So this is another entry into the animation world. So, and mixing with real life cast as well. So be on the lookout for that one. Following that, this is another big one, big for Marvel, Fantastic Four, First Steps. And so this one's directed by Matt Shackman, including a cast of Pedro Pascal, Vanessa Kirby, Joseph Quinn, Yvonne Moss-Bacharach, Ralph Ineson, and Julia Garner, just to name a few. Forced to balance their roles as heroes with the strengths of their family bond, The Fantastic Four must defend Earth from a ravenous space god called Galactus and his enigmatic herald, the Silver Surfer. Now, if you're a fan of the Fantastic Four films, obviously you remember the Sony release films that were big in the early 2000s, and they were quite great movies, the first and second film. And so this is obviously a retelling, and this is going to enter us into the story leading to Doomsday. And it's going to be a big one for Marvel, and obviously they're really putting all the chips on the table and really hoping this to succeed. And obviously I hope that it does, because coming off the back of Thunderbolts and the recent Captain America movie with Anthony Mackie, Marvel is just looking for something to hit and to resonate with audiences. And I think it will be all right. I think the teaser and trailers that have come out have been really interesting. Also making sure Marvel have not released much of how Galactus looks, but I still think it's going to be good. So be on the lookout for that one. That's towards the end of the month on the 24th. And then following that, on the 31st, we got Together. Now, this one looked real interesting. This one was directed and written by Michael Shanks. This stars Dave Franco, Alison Brie, and Damon Hammerin. Years into their relationship, Tim and Millie find themselves at a crossroads as they move to the country, with tensions already flaring. An encounter with an unnatural force threatens to corrupt their lives, their love, and their flesh. So that's another entrance into the horror genre. And you know what? I think it deserves a look and to give it a go. But yeah, that's currently our breeze through for July, guys. And so be sure to keep a lookout for our reviews for these films throughout the month. Kev and I are going to be doing our best to get great content out for you guys, especially as we're now converted to video. We've still got our audio podcasts out there on all podcast platforms. We're on Amazon, we're at Apple Podcasts, we're on Spotify and YouTube, and being able to introduce video now to you guys, we'll hopefully be able to reach more of you, and hopefully that you'll kick along with us on the journey, because we appreciate any and all support from you, and we're definitely going to bring out a lot of great content, as we go forward. We really want to make our podcast something great, and we appreciate any and all support that has come our way. Lastly, I'd just like to say thank you again for watching and all listening. If you're listening to us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or Amazon, if you could follow us also on Facebook and Instagram on Two Guys One Real Podcast, please leave a like, comment, tell us what you're thinking. What are you looking forward to this month? Have you heard anything? Do you have any opinions? Give us your thoughts. And like I said, we appreciate your support. And yeah, we'll definitely see you next time. Thank you very much. Bye, guys.